This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Lily Haight with local news for April 14th, 2021. Aislinn Diamante, who currently serves as the Interim Director of Operations at Fort Worden, announced today her decision to run for a seat on the Port Townsend City Council. Diamante, who is 37, has lived in Port Townsend for about 5 years now. She was first introduced to Port Townsend when she was invited to volunteer at the Wooden Boat Festival. Having been raised in a small town in Maine, she said she immediately felt connected to Port Townsend and then moved here to work as the operations and events manager at the Center for Wooden Boats. In 2016, she began working as the managing director at Bayside Housing, which operates the old alcohol plant and the transitional housing services there. Then in the summer of 2019, she began working at Fort Worden. A year later, when it was revealed that Fort Worden was in financial turmoil and the current leadership had potentially participated in mismanagement of funds, Diamante was promoted to the role of Director of Operations. She said she recognized at the time that there was a need for her to stay on and help the interim director, former city manager David Timmons, reorganize the PDA and work to pull the fort out of its financial troubles. If she is elected to the city council, she plans to keep her job at the fort and says she recognizes that she may have to recuse herself from some conversations if need be. In addition to working at the fort, Diamante has served on the city's planning commission for 3 years and has been the chair of that commission for the last year and a half. Her announcement came just a few days after city council member Arielle Spezer announced that she will not be seeking another term on the city council. Spezer said the decision was bittersweet after spending a rewarding 4 years working for her constituents. She said she's particularly proud of her work on the Behavioral Health Advisory Board, which helps fund substance abuse and mental health services in Jefferson County, and during her time on the committee, they provided part-time funding for the city's first-ever Behavioral Health Navigator, which is a full-time caseworker specially trained in de-escalation who works with the Port Townsend Police Department. Spezer said she plans to focus more on her day job, working for Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson. She said she's excited to advance her legal career with the Attorney General's office, where she works in both Jefferson and Clallam counties. In a conversation with KPTZ News, Spezer expressed her desire for a robust election season and says she's hoping that people will see her decision not to run as an exciting opportunity to have a diverse set of candidates vying for seats on the city council. Along the same lines, Diamante said she hopes her decision to run will encourage others to throw their hat in the ring. She said she's a believer in participatory politics and wants there to be plenty of choices for city voters. She also hopes more people will get involved in city committees, such as the Planning Commission, which has had an open seat since December. 3 seats are up for election on the City Council this year. Mayor Michelle Sandoval, Jefferson County's longest-serving official with 20 years under her belt, announced back in 2018 that she will not be running for re-election either. Councilmember Pam Adams' seat is also up for election, but she has not announced yet whether she'll be running again. Diamante said she has not yet decided which seat she plans to run for. To qualify as a candidate for City Council, you must show that you have lived in Port Townsend for at least 1 year. The filing period in Jefferson County is May 17th through the 21st. You can file online, by mail, or in person. For first-time candidates, the Jefferson County Auditor's Office provides a downloadable guide for candidates that includes all the information you need to know, including how to file, where you can place candidate signs, and how to file reports with the Public Disclosure Commission. Go to the county website and click Elections to learn more. Those interested can also visit the Jefferson County League of Women Voters website, where you can view a recently produced and informative YouTube video on running for and serving on Port Townsend City Council. The primary election will take place August 3rd, and the general election will take place November 2nd. In coronavirus news, no new cases of COVID-19 were reported yesterday. So far this week, Jefferson County Public Health has reported a total of 4 cases, bringing up our numbers to 362. This represents an increase of 11 cases in 1 week. For the most up-to-date numbers, go to the Jefferson County Public Health website or the Jefferson County, Washington Government Facebook page. And that's it for today's local news. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5 p.m. Monday through Thursday, and at noon on Friday and Saturday. You can contact us through news@kptz.org. I'm Lily Haight. Thanks for listening.